Welcome to the Radon Connection, brought to you by the American Association of Radon Scientists and Technologists, with the goal to keep you connected to the largest community of leaders, professionals, and advocates in the radon industry. We want to thank you for listening to this series today in celebration of ARST Member Appreciation Month. Today, we're excited to feature our membership committee. I'd like to thank each one of you for joining us and welcome them to our panel today. We have the Director of Sales from Fantech, Phil Rivas.
Hello.
Hello. And we have Jo Weaver. She's a Sales Associate for Fantech. And Thomas Selgrade, Sales Manager at Midwestern Radon Supplies.
Hello.
So how's everybody doing today?
Wonderful.
Great. So Phil is the committee chair. So Phil, do you have a couple of words you might want to talk about the goals of the committee or just our overall outlook?
Yeah, I think overall we've talked. One of the things that kudos for the courage of the ARST board to put me in charge of the recruitment committee, which is a brave move on their part, but. When we think about, and we all kind of thought about what we wanted out of this and what the membership committee needs to do moving forward, we looked at kind of a stagnation of membership. And so how do we get new blood into the organization? How do we grow the organization? And how do we make it a more powerful force to get the word out for just the simple goal of saving lives through the mitigation of radon? It's a pretty simple goal. Something's going to get you, none of us make it out of this thing alive, but we don't have to let it be radon because it's so simple and it's so easy. And we've heard so many heartbreaking stories over the years of people that had no idea even what radon is. Mm-hmm. So if we're working together as a community to get the word out and not, we don't want to spend time and resources worried about our own internal strife or, things going back and forth within the community. The community's pointed outward and everybody working towards getting new members, getting the word out. And then we have many voices out there in the marketplace. So that's really, as far as in my mind, the primary goal of what we should be after and how we get a more inclusive community about our radon mitigation.
Joe, you've been in the industry for over 30 years, so you have a lot of insight into what's going on. Why do you think people should care about the membership? I know you've mentioned the need for a strong organization. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, a strong organization means that we need to grow our organization in our community because it's been growing for such a long time over the years, and having a large community base with a variety of members is an advantage, and everybody's input on topics is important. So the more voices that we have, the stronger we can be together as one. There's so many benefits to being a member of ARST, not only the lobbying efforts that they do, the listserv, that is one thing I think people don't realize that is out there. It's a great communication tool for everyone to put out ideas and questions and get feedback from mitigators mm-hmm. and testers all across the country on any issues that they're having. There's many benefits.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hear from Thomas also. He's a mitigator. So Thomas, what do you think is worthwhile about being an ARST member?
Well, there's a lot of benefits that I like to enjoy, but one of them is the insurance. It's not actually offered by ARST, but ARST has promoted it because it's radon specific. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your local insurance companies, when you're insuring your radon mitigation business, they don't know how to handle that because there's not a lot. It's a specialty item. And ARST has found a company or two that are really great at specializing in that. And I think a lot of people could benefit from that.
That's a good point. What do you think, any of you want to comment about the important aspects of membership with ARST regarding how ARST can engage with members, keep them retained, connect with members?
The best part that I enjoy on ARST on an annual basis is obviously the symposium. And it is great. I go to a lot of different chapter and regional meetings. And when whoever is leading the meeting mentions the national symposium and says, if you have not attended, that you definitely need to go. It is such a great interaction with everybody from every aspect of the industry and across the country. And people that will be in these meetings will stand up and say, yes, I went last year for the first time. I wish I would have gone before because it was so much fun and I just got so much out of it. So to me, the symposium is the highlight.
And that's just, so valuable for networking.
Exactly. Considering the people that we have in this industry that have been around for such a long time and they're so comfortable being out in social arenas with each other as well, that the entertainment is just can be just very lively when it comes to the symposium.
Right. Yeah, the symposium isn't just going to meetings; it's actually getting to know people and having fun with them.
And I think people actually benefit most from those smaller group meetings and just networking out in the hallway and that type of thing. Not only the actual meetings themselves, of course, are very important, but that they really benefit from some individual one-on-one hallway conversations as well.
Sure. Yeah.
So when Joe talks about the symposium's great as far as your networking opportunities and having that community and the relationship building, because let's face it, this is, every industry, if there's not relationships there, well, you don't really have an industry. That's where everything builds out of, and the community that comes out of that. So when you actually leave that room and go talk about whatever the cause or this message we have, when we carry that out, everybody that comes across, anyone who is involved, either ancillary wise or active mitigation specialists, should be in ARST, because the more we can pool those membership resources in the form of your dues, that goes towards the lobbying efforts in Washington and in specific states, in sponsoring bills and getting even in front of state legislators or national legislators to bring awareness campaigns. And it doesn't even have to be, passing laws that say you have to mitigate, or it's more about getting the word out so people have the choice and know that they're under attack by this, this odorless, colorless, invisible enemy, that if they know about it and they choose not to act on it, well, that's their thing, right? But at least we can get the word out. And the more we get the word out, and that comes from having every mitigator in the country in ARST and actively promoting and using some of whether it's the NRPP practices or the best practices of other mitigators. And some of those best practices aren't something you're going to put in a CE course. It's something you're going to be sitting around the fire after, at the symposium, having a beer or a local chapter meeting saying, hey, how do you guys install this certain type of fan? Or how do you do this? Or how do you deal with this electrical code? We have a problem here. So all of those little things, all of us are smarter than one of us. And the more we can share and communicate, the more we can get the community to come together just around the main goal and keep pushing things forward. And if there's a mitigator or somebody out there that's maybe not doing things exactly like you would do them, well, that's fine as long as we're serving that end goal. And if we keep that in mind, the bigger picture is that the awareness and getting the mitigations done. Because if we can do that, the EPA tells us that, I think there's Thomas, and maybe you can back me up on this figure, is that 8 to 10 million homes above the action limit, and that's growing every day. And we think that's a conservative number. Does that sound accurate?
Right. That's a very conservative number.
Very conservative number. So we look at that, and then we think about how many homes are mitigated or they think they're mitigated. They think they're protected, that the fan is dead, or the system is not performing, or something has changed in the application or the structure or the surrounding topography that has changed their mitigation or their radon level, and they don't know it. So they're actually not protected anymore, but they think they are. So we think, I think just the dead fan theory, Joe, was that 500,000 at any given time?
Could be, yes.
Really?
And that's probably a conservative figure too. Yeah. So we've got anywhere from, so up to 1 million. Okay. So here's 11 to 12 million homes around the country that aren't protected. So if we do our job really well and we do our job right as an ARST recruitment committee and just as an ARST community, we can go out and take care of all those. That's households. That's 12 million households that will be protected if we get on the other side of this. That means that every fan manufacturer working in there, every mitigator working in the community, every ancillary product or parts manufacturer has enough to do, enough to eat, and enough, you know, everybody's got enough moving forward. And guess what? We save lives. We don't have to listen to, you know, these heartbreaking stories over and over and over again, you know, about people that just didn't know. And right. then they got caught. And so that's a completely preventable thing. And it's about as noble a cause as you can get in this life. So
and that's
where it's, yeah.
That's the goal, right? For our members.
Yep, that's focus cool. on. Yeah.
So and Phil, you bring up a good point, because not only do we need to continue the message of just getting awareness just about radon itself, but because yeah. of all the homes that have systems installed and that people are under the false pretense that their home is safe now because they have a radon system, but they don't know that it's working correctly or not. So that's a whole nother message, that an awareness that we have to get out to everyone, which so include increasing our membership and making sure that people are getting that taught as well.
Yeah, because you do important. Have to follow up testing, and people probably think once they've had mitigation, they're good to go.
Yes, we have a lot of work to do.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
Lots of communication on that message. And you mentioned the, you know, ARST fees go to help lobbying efforts. I can't tell you how important that is. And there's been so much success just this year already. I know success in Illinois, Kentucky, stuff's going on in Colorado. It's just, you know, it really will change the landscape of the radon industry and benefit businesses.
Yeah, so, schools in Indiana, and then I think mm-hmm. that is now overflowing into Kentucky. And
well, and as people are living in those areas, that when awareness is higher, obviously, like states like Pennsylvania, where they had, you know, actually found radon for the first time, when you have those people moving to other states where they maybe might not know about radon, well, now they're asking the question, hey, have we tested for radon? And the realtor may go, we don't even know that that's a thing here. So now it's one at a time. It's that active engagement, kind of peer to peer. And that's how, you know, this word of mouth, you know, the old, was it the Prel commercial that, you know, you told two friends and you told two friends, that's how this thing gets done. It's got to proliferate out through a lot of people, and all of us, it's incumbent on us to make sure that we're sharing the message with family and friends and all that too, but also within our own community. If we can't get the mitigators out there who make their living and feed their families off of installing mitigation systems to join ARST and help us, you know, support the resources that support their business, that's a pretty tough thing. So that's another thing that we focused on as a recruitment committee, is to make sure we're demonstrating the value that ARST is bringing and making sure that's a really clear message.
He mentioned Pennsylvania being high. I was in Salt Lake City last week for the Region 8 and Rocky Mountain chapter meeting, and I was talking to a tester in Arizona, and he said that all of a sudden their business is increasing, and it's because of, obviously, Arizona is not very well known for high levels of radon, because then not enough people have tested, but now all these people are moving in from other states from out east that have heard about radon. And so they're moving to Arizona and saying, I want my house tested to make sure. So now they're seeing an increase in Arizona because of that. So I'm sure we'll see other states west, you know, we know that California and of course the Northwest is definitely increasing as well. So I thought that was very interesting. That was a very good point that he brought up, with people moving in from out of state that knew about radon and are just making sure their homes are tested and are safe in yeah. new states.
If there's any listeners out there that participated in the membership survey, just, you know, say thank you for that. And we're going to be announcing the winners of the gift cards. So over this month on Facebook. So I hope you will, you know, like our Facebook page and follow us there. Even if you're not on social media, you're able to win a gift card. No problem. And so that's just one of the initiatives that this committee has, you know, brought forth in just the short amount of time they've been together. Just in the first quarter of the year, they've done a very in-depth membership survey. And how do you think we can best use those results? I see us as really honing our benefits package, but I'm sure you have some other ideas for that as well.
Well, I think, you know, in a nutshell, what we're going to do is we're going to take that information and we're going to break it down into groups, and we're going to address those issues, sometimes on a personal level and sometimes in a general level, so that ARST ends up being even better, even more of what its members are asking for. And I don't think that there's anything better that we could do than to address those situations so that we can grow as an organization in a way that the membership's going to appreciate. And then those people that are lying in the peripheries can feel like that they're being brought back in to a group that they can be proud of.
Sure. Everybody needs a voice. And we're trying to hear you. So another initiative that our membership committee has brought is the membership advocate program. And I know that was something Joe worked really hard on. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Joe, and how we think, you know, we're hoping to earn some memberships that way?
As far as our vendors and them being participating in our
Yeah, we still have room challenges. To add people. So maybe they're listening and they'll want to hop on board.
Yeah, our different vendors are putting out cards and rack cards in their orders going out to directly to potential members and or members that are already or maybe that have elapsed members. So what's great about our organization is that our vendors, our manufacturers, our distributors are always step right up when we ask them to be a part of taking some action and helping us get these goals achieved.
Yeah, and it's free to participate. So what more can you ask for? And we highlight your name on the website. Your logo, company logo. So we appreciate anybody that wants to participate in that interesting program. And for phase two, we're right now in phase one. Phase two, we will track memberships earned per company. So we'll know, you know, how many memberships you have helped us gain. And if you've visited the website lately or had any email communications, we hope you've noticed the new messaging that we're trying to put forth, and that is to be part of the Radon community. So that's the biggest, that's not the biggest, that's one of our messages other than, you know, to follow the goal and to save lives.
You know, after being in the industry for as long as I have, it's great that when we go to different chapter meetings and the annual symposium and everything, is that there's generations now, all the way from California. Fred Ellerott, his son is now working with him to continue his business, to the East Coast, and Peter Hendrick and Matt Hendrick are, you know, father and son, you know, that not that they work together, but there's mitigators that I know across the country that their sons and daughters both have joined their businesses and are continuing that. So I just think that's really cool to see, you know, the next generation step up and continue the message and the businesses and be very involved in the industry as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. Phil, do you want to say any closing words?
I think we have a lot of work to do. Moving forward, and the nice thing about that is it's very simple work, and if we can get people to rally around the larger cause and get out of our own way as an organization, it becomes very simple, very easy, and we can grow this thing very fast and become a much more effective organization, because we've included resources from across the landscape of the market. We've focused those resources. And that's the other thing. If we're all fighting on multiple fronts or diluting those resources that have been invested by everyone. And I'm not just talking about marketing resources from manufacturers or vendors or, you know, distribution companies, but also time. You know, we only have, I mean, our most important resource and value one is the time, you know. So when we say we spend time, it's because it's we're actually spending it. You're mm-hmm. you're choosing where to line up that bandwidth you have, because we only have so much. So once we, if we can focus those resources in a good way and everybody's on the same page, it really makes things move much faster and much easier, because you're not tripping over you know, any squabbles or anything like that. So it really, that's the biggest thing. If we can get people on board with that part of the mission, everything else becomes easy. All the other decisions may go much faster. So that, I guess that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. And you gave an analogy one time in something you wrote about just, what was it? A sailor adjusting his course just 1 degree. Do you remember that analogy?
Yeah. So, well, it's kind of one we use internally, and if you're actually setting a course for somewhere in the distance, you know where the goals need to be. Obviously, there's steps in between to get there, but when you adjust that course 1 degree, even just 1 degree, you, over time, it's a vast difference. So that's, and it changes where you're headed. So you got to first decide on where we're headed. And I think we know, but we actually have to make sure we're doing it in an effective way. So,
right. Well, great. Well, thank you all for kicking off this Membership Appreciation Month. We really appreciate it. I know you're working hard, and we appreciate you being here, all of you. I want to thank our listeners today for joining us, and we hope you get just as excited as we are about where ARST can grow. Again, thanks. I'm Amy Morris. I'm the membership coordinator. If you need to get in touch with me, just email me at amy@aarst.org. We are making a difference, or at least we hope we are making a difference in your life by helping you grow in knowledge, skill, business, and reputation. So thanks, everyone.